This week, we're featuring the five most popular contestants in the St. Louis Public Radio Tiny Desk Contest, a competition among local bands modeled on NPR's contest. It was inspired by the network's Tiny Desk Concerts. You're listening to the rhythmic sound of one of the five, solo artist Kenny DeShields. Here to talk about him and his music is St. Louis Public Radio arts and culture reporter Willis Ryder Arnold. That's a throwback.
Yeah, it's absolutely got that really strong soul vibe that's gone through a couple different sets of popularity that we've heard over a number of years.
I'm thinking Temptations.
Oh, he absolutely draws on the Temptations. He draws on some of the rise of like the 70s music as well. And then even more recently, people like Music Soul Child who have grown in popularity.
This is really a little different in today's music world, isn't it?
Yeah, I really think that it's kind of one of those things that came out of a lot of strong traditions like gospel music, like soul music. And then you're hearing this electronic influence that's coming with the new drums, with a new set of bass lines, things like that, that's creating a new sound. It's very different than what we heard yesterday with Augusta Bottom's concert.
Well, I want to hear more of this.
1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, yeah.
This is a Kenny DeShields original composition, as I understand it. Is there a backstory here?
Absolutely. He wrote it a few years ago and has been kind of performing it and perfecting it and releasing music videos over time. We actually have a clip of him giving us the story of what's behind the song.
It actually came out of a tough situation. A good friend of mine who was helping me in the early stages of developing my music and kind of was going to shows with me, doing roadie stuff, all that kind of stuff. He and I had just a really big falling out where we just, you know, end up stopped talking, being friends. And I'm a real relational person. So it's just like, you know, that kind of really, you know, hurt to kind of go through that. And one day I was actually at my keyboard and I heard, you know, God just tell me, it's just like, you need to go apologize to him. And I'm like, what? I was like, I didn't do anything. And so I kind of, you know, complained about it. And he just kind of just left it there. But then all of a sudden, like, I went to sleep. And this was like maybe 2 o'clock in the morning. And I started hearing the music, which happens to be occasionally where I'll hear songs or lyrics in my dreams and stuff. And I got up and I immediately went to the keyboard and started working on the song. And the hook of it actually just came to me. And I spent like from 2 o'clock in the morning to 4 o'clock in the morning finishing the song. And within the next year, I finished the entire song. And I always love to give the update to that story. Last year, that buddy of mine, we were actually able to reconnect, you know, ask for forgiveness from one another for, you know, just falling out over stupid stuff. And now we're friends again. So it's come around full circle.
A happy ending to the story.
Absolutely. He's a really positive guy, and he really seems to want to put that kind of positivity into his music.
I wonder what the percentage is of the number of songs ever written are about relationships one way or another.
I really think that's one of the key things that it comes to lyrically when you're thinking about music. I mean, when you look at all of what we've heard already, there have been a number of songs that are about heartbreak or about loneliness, and I think that this kind of song really wants to bridge that gap.
And he has certain aspirations for his music.
Absolutely. He really is someone that, like Monk, who we heard from on the first day this week, has a higher message for his music.
I want them to be inspired. I want them to know that it's okay to have feeling. I think a lot of times, especially as men, we try to hide our feelings or cover them up or downplay them. But I'm a real man with real feelings, and I want, you know, particularly other guys to embrace that side of themselves without it being, you know, something taboo. But also for women and children and young and old to just know that if you have a dream, if you have something in your heart that you really want to do, go for it. Don't be afraid. And even if you are afraid, take the next step and just take the next step after that.
Kenny DeShields, the final thought about him, Willis?
I've just been really excited to hear his music come after a folk group, come after a kind of soul group. It's showing us really kind of the extent of music that's available here in St. Louis.
Terrific variety.
Absolutely.
Right. That's Willis Ryder Arnold talking about St. Louis Public Radio's Tiny Desk Contest and Kenny DeShields, one of the most popular of the dozens of the local bands that participated in our Tiny Desk Contest. Archive versions of past St. Louis On the Air programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org. St. Louis On the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Don Marsh.